Let's continue. Tuesday. Last night when we got home, Mom said she wasn't mad at me. She was disappointed. And when it comes to Mom, that's even worse. She said she's disturbed by my pattern of deception, and that between the incident at Maddox's house and what happened with the pig, she didn't feel like I could be trusted. I explained for the millionth time that the Lego thing was just a misunderstanding, but she'd obviously already made up her mind about that one. The last time we had a conversation like this was when I was in the fourth grade, and I'll admit I totally deserved a punishment that time around. It actually started with something kind of small. Mom used to pack my lunch every morning, and I'd always eat my sandwich and snack, but toss whatever fruit she'd put in there. Toss. Mom figured out I wasn't eating my fruit, so one day she put an apple in my lunch and made me promise to bring the core home to prove I'd eaten it. She said if I didn't, she wouldn't pack a snack for me anymore. At lunch, I forgot all about my promise, and I threw my fruit away like usual. And when I got home, Mom asked me where my apple core was. I probably should have just come clean, but for some reason I made up a lie. I told her that on the way to school that morning, a bully grabbed me and stole my apple. It was a pretty desperate move on my part, but I was worried Mom wasn't going to give me a snack the next day if I told her the truth. I thought my story was so lame that Mom would see right through it, but she wanted to know more about this bully, so I really let it rip. I told her the kid's name was Curtis Litz, and that he was a foot taller than me with a unibrow and a mole on his chin. I figured if Mom was looking for details, I wasn't going to disappoint her. Mom said she could step in, but this was a good opportunity for me to learn how to settle a conflict on my own. So that night, she brought me a pen and paper and had me write Curtis a letter, which I did. Dear Curtis, please don't take my apple again. My mom says I need it for my nutrition. Sincerely, Greg Heffley. I probably should have just ended it right then, but I wrote a fake letter to myself from Curtis instead. And to make sure Mom could see how bad this kid was, I added a rude drawing at the end. Dear Gregory, your apple was delicious. Tell your mommy to send me another one tomorrow. From Curtis. A butt. Well, I guess I took it too far, because the next day Mom came to school with that letter, demanding to speak to Curtis Litz. Main office. The secretary told Mom there was no student named Curtis Litz at the school, and when Mom asked me about him, I said he must be homeschooled. After that, I got kind of nervous, and for the next 2 weeks I had Rowley eat my apple at lunch and give me the core. Chomp. Mom seemed to forget all about it until we sat a row behind the Bartlemans at church one weekend. Their fifth-grade son, Tevin, looked just like my description of Curtis Litz, and he caught Mom's eye. Mom told Tevin's parents they're raising a rotten kid, and that they owed her some apples. I felt pretty bad because Tevin Bartleman is a nice kid, and his family volunteers at the soup kitchen downtown every Saturday morning. Later on in the year, Mom joined the fundraising committee, which was headed up by Mrs. Bartleman. It didn't take long for Mom to figure things out from there, and I lost my TV privileges for a whole month as punishment. But I actually ended up getting a double punishment, because for the rest of that year, every time Tevin saw me in the hallway, he really let me have it. Jerk. Punch. Last night, Mom decided that my punishment for lying was for me to take 3 chores out of the grab bag every day this week. Unfortunately, she already cleared out all of Roderick's slips of paper, which means there's no chance I'll get an easy one. Eat some ice cream. When we wrapped up our conversation last night, Mom said I'm a smart kid with a good imagination, but I just need to do something with it. Listen, I'm not proud of myself for lying, but trust me, I'm not the only one in this family who bends the truth. I've heard grown-ups lie 10 times a week, but if you ask me, I'll bet it's even more than that. The first time I remember Mom telling me a lie was when I was about 3 years old and she had me try broccoli. It tastes like candy. And Mom doesn't seem to have any problem lying to Manny either. Last December, when Mom put the gingerbread house out on the kitchen table, she told Manny not to touch it until Christmas or it would turn into a million spiders. Which is kind of a crazy thing to tell a kid. But it backfired when Manny fumigated the gingerbread house with a can of bug spray. Whoosh! Dad's a pretty honest guy in general, but even he fibs when it's convenient for him. Dad used to hate it when the ice cream truck came through our neighborhood, because me and Roger could always start begging him for money as soon as we heard the music. So Dad told us the ice cream truck only plays music when they're out of ice cream. I actually think lying might be inherited, because Grandpa does it too. But he should have gotten his story straight from Dad, because Grandpa used to say the ice cream truck driver was a clown who spanked children he caught roaming around outside. I'm kind of embarrassed to say that when Grandpa first told me that, I actually believed him. So I felt like it was my responsibility to get the word out to the other kids in the neighborhood. Run! I've learned not to trust the grown-ups in our family, but nobody's done more to mess with my head than Roderick. The first lie I can remember him telling me was that if your belly button got untied, your butt would fall off. I made sure my preschool classmates knew about that, which caused a big stir at school. Right around this same time, Roger told me that the outer ring of the toilet seat was only used by girls, and that the guys are supposed to lift the seat no matter what. I believed him, and if I hadn't accidentally left the door unlocked one night, I might have gone on using the toilet the wrong way for the rest of my life. Sometimes Roderick told me things that got me in big trouble. When I was in second grade, he said that if a person wears camouflage, they're actually invisible to everyone else. That one got me banned from the town pool for the rest of the summer. Hey! A lot of Roderick's lies ended up costing me money, too. One year, Roderick told me that if I dug a hole and put all my birthday money in it, a tree would grow and I could get cash from it whenever I wanted. That seemed like a pretty sweet deal to me. So I did what he said, and I even watered it twice a day. But when I told Mom my money tree wasn't growing, she got a shovel and dug up the hole, which was empty. I'm glad Mom stepped in when she did, because in another day or two, all of my birthday money would have been spent on bubblegum and comic books. Sometimes Roderick just took my money outright. Once, when I lost one of my baby teeth, I put it under my pillow for the tooth fairy. But when I went to see if she left me 50 cents, I found a note that I'm pretty sure Roderick wrote himself. Sorry, I'm light on cash tonight. I will hook you up next time. TF. Roderick told me the tooth fairy was only one of the fairies that comes in the middle of the night and gives money. He said there was an arm fairy and a leg fairy and a bunch of other ones, too. Roderick said that when you get older, your child arms and legs fall off. And when they do, you put them under your pillow and get money. He said after that, your adult limbs start growing in. But sometimes a kid's arms or legs get loose and the adult ones come in early. I was terrified that was going to happen to me, so I checked every night to make sure my arms and legs were on tight. Roderick was always coming up with ways to scare me. Back when our basement wasn't finished, there were open gaps under the stair treads. Roderick said if I went up the stairs too slow, a monster would grab my ankle. From then on, I started taking the stairs two at a time. Zow! After I got good at that, I tried taking the stairs three at a time. But I guess that was a little too ambitious. Trip. Eventually, we finished the basement and the gaps were covered up with wood. But Grandma's basement is still unfinished. And before I go down there, I usually make sure everything's all clear first. Another thing Roderick said to scare me was that if I burped indoors, the ghost of George Washington would haunt me. I have no idea how he came up with that one, but it still makes me think twice before opening a can of soda. Groan. Sometimes Roderick would tell me something that could be true, and that's when things got confusing. He told me once that if a person sleeps with their mouth open, they'll eat an average of 5 spiders a night, which is kind of believable if you think about it. Zzzz. Another time, Roger told me that it's dangerous to wake someone up when they're sleepwalking. I thought there could be a chance he was actually telling the truth, because I'm pretty sure I heard that one somewhere else. But then a few nights later, I caught Roderick eating an ice cream sandwich that was supposed to be mine, and I realized it was just another one of his dirty tricks. Chew, chew. I've been lied to so much over the years, it could take me the rest of my life to figure out what's true and what's not. In the meantime, I'm not taking any chances. Burp. Alright, guys. I'm gonna stop it here. I'll see you next time.